BlogTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias? Yeah.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
I've got the looks that drives the girls wild. I've got the moves that really move them. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.
This man had no need to cut an awesome promo to sell it like he's in a match or something. But he did. And then everything happened. Things went down. We're here to talk all about this. This is Rob Pojo. Live right here on Wild Talk Radio. Presented as always by Garak.net and MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. We're streaming on TuneIn Radio. We're streaming on Twitch.tv/WTRLive. I am Sir Rockin'. That is Lindsay Ward.
You know, are we just starting with
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I keep saying this, and I'm gonna just keep saying it until the match happens, and even after. This whole entire thing with Shawn and Hunter and Taker and Kane is so unnecessary, right? Because, like, again, all they had to do was, like, say, Triple H and The Undertaker, last time ever at Super Showdown, and everybody would have shown up for it, right? Because that's who we are. We know this match. We've seen this match 100 times. We will watch it 100 more because it's gonna be that good. Especially since Taker got his hips fixed. Like, dude can go again. So we're all here for it, right? Because it's Taker. And it's Hunter. And then you throw Shawn in the mix. And you throw Kane in the mix. And you're like, yeah, buddy, let's do this. Like, totally on board the second they announced it. And then on top of this, right? On top of this wonderful gift that they're going to give us on Sunday,
Saturday,
by the way.
Saturday.
Whatever.
Saturday morning.
Whatever day it is.
Saturday morning, 5 a.m.
Not getting up that early for it.
No, they
Saturday
told, they,
at 5 a.m.
They told you you can watch it anytime on demand. They made sure to tell you that.
Damn right, because they know most of us are not going to get up at 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning to watch this. I don't care if it is Taker and Hunter. Not doing it on a Saturday. So anyway, so they gave this to us, right? This gift. This beautiful, wonderful gift. And then we get this feud. This completely, utterly unnecessary feud that is just like lit Raw on fire. Like, it's blowing everything else they're doing kind of out of the water, at least to me at the moment, because it is so strong. But you look at the people in it and you would expect it to be strong. Like, if they just showed up and they did this like weak BS, I don't really care kind of thing, you'd be like, okay, I don't care anymore. But it's like the fact that Shawn has shown up for this. Hunter has shown up for this.
Taker has shown up. I gotta stop you. Shawn showed up for this.
Yeah, yeah. Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels showed up for this, by the way. Undertaker has shown up. Triple H has shown up. We've had 3 50-year-old men sassing each other through promos for weeks now, like a bunch of jilted spouses. Then you throw Kane in the mix because, of course, you know he's got to show up and defend his brother's honor because his brother has been jilted by Shawn for Hunter again, and it's just all kinds of a mess. I mean, like, just this whole thing is just beautiful and wonderful, and I love it, and I'm like really, really happy that we've gotten this outside of WrestleMania, because this is a WrestleMania level feud. Like, this is the build for this has been Mania level. It's wonderful.
Now I need to stop the brakes for a second. We need to talk about something.
What?
What the hell happened to Sean's hair?
He cut it.
We know he cut it. Now there's none. Where did it all go? Just asking question. Where did it go? Where did all that hair go?
Well, I mean, he said he didn't like it, so I guess he went back and he shaved it. I mean, that's the only thing I can figure. Or, you know, he's trying to match his husband.
His brother.
Husband.
His brother.
They're married.
I know that. All right, so let's talk about this. What happened, shall we?
Okay.
Also, first things first, Shawn Michaels comes out at the end of the show. Main eventer's tan.
I think he went a little bit overkill on the tan because there was, like, some weird stuff going on under his eyes. I'm not sure, but it was like his skin was doing weird things under his eyes. I don't know. But yeah, it's like it was a little distracting with that. But, you know, he got the tan.
He got the tan, which means by Saturday he'll be nice and faded in. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, I think he got it that day.
He just got it, yeah.
Like that hour.
Because it's made of... His eyes look like they were burnt from tanning. He has the main event or tan on. Why would Shawn Michaels, the icon of the showstopper, the main event, have main event or tan? You don't know. So there's that. So he comes out, talks about how this is the last time ever these two men will go one-on-one. He said he bought a ticket. He wanted to be there as a fan until, you know, he got personal a couple weeks ago. And now Undertaker was mad because he put him in a position where he had to make a choice by making, say, who he expected to win the match. He respects The Undertaker, but you know, any day of the week, twice on Sunday, he will pick his best friend over anyone. You know, me made this personal, and now it is. You got your brother Kane in your corner? Well, I got news for you. Triple H got his brother in his corner. And he said, if anyone, whether it's Kane or anyone else, gets in that ring at Super Showdown, he's going to brush them back with some sweet chin music.
Okay, all right. I want to stop you there.
Go ahead.
Sean, what kind of weird-ass level of denial are you on? Like, legit, this whole thing started because of you. Like, if you hadn't gone out there and talked smack about The Undertaker, he wouldn't have shown up, he wouldn't have said this had gotten personal, and he wasn't going to take it any further than that. Like, he was just perfectly content to show up, beat up Triple H in Australia, go home to his wife and children, and chill back on his couch. Oh no! No, no, you had to go out there and talk like three kinds of hell and, you know, just completely smack him around, you know, verbally until he showed up. Like, you legit antagonized The Undertaker to the point that he got up off his couch, he teleported to the arena, he came out, and he glared at you like a jilted ex, where you two verbally got into it, and he said it got personal. Like, that is what happened. Sean legit fired. Wow. The first shot in this whole thing. Technically, what happened tonight is Shawn Michaels' fault, but he's in some, like, weird level of denial about this.
Well, yeah.
He's just like, through no fault of my own. I'm like, Shawn, stop. We were all there. We all saw it, okay? We all know this is your fault, so just don't, okay? Don't.
May I continue?
Yes.
So, at that point... Out came Kane. Kane comes out and he stands behind Shawn Michaels and lays him down with a big old right hand to the face. And then at that point...
This is where I screamed.
Legit. The man of a thousand gongs, The Undertaker, shows up and they look down at a fallen Shawn Michaels.
This is where I continued to scream.
Yep. And he's looking, they're both looking down, and Shawn, that familiar look, is looking up at The Undertaker in all the darkness. He picks up Shawn Michaels, has him up on his shoulder, and then Triple H's music plays, and he runs out, saves Shawn Michaels, throws punches to Taker and Kane, but then the hat comes off and we see Shawn's bald, and then double chokeslams to the Triple H and Shawn Michaels. The fans were all into this, and they wanted him to do it one more time. One more time. And then he picks up Triple H and drops him for the tombstone. Oh, God, that was awesome. That was so awesome.
This whole thing was ridiculous and spectacular and amazing and just everything you could ever want. I applaud the decision to close the show with this because I feel like if you stuck this in the middle of the show, it would have gotten lost. Well, I shouldn't say it wouldn't have gotten lost. I don't think anything after this would have followed been able to follow it. Like, I don't think they could have come up with a main event strong enough to follow what this was.
No, you can't.
And that's not a slight to anybody on the roster. I don't mean any offense to anybody on the active roster right now, but it's just the power behind this and the fact that it was so incredibly simple, right? You had Shawn Michaels come out and cut a promo. He was the only one that spoke in this entire thing. The rest of it was pure action. And the fact that you had Kane and The Undertaker come out and beat up Shawn Michaels. Triple H comes out to defend his friend. He gets beat up and they're both left laying by the Brothers of Destruction. And it's in this sort of moment that you're kind of looking at the four men and you're like, okay, who's the good guy in this and who's the bad guy in this? Because for like a split second, when Taker's like standing there glaring down at them, you see that evil bastard that we haven't seen in so damn long. Like, that's the thing about The Undertaker that I find so incredibly ironic, is that he's one of the most beloved WWE superstars probably of all time, right? We all just love and respect and admire The Undertaker, and this is a dude who has set people on fire. He killed his parents, just as an FYI, in storyline, not in real life. I mean, he's just done so many horrific things that we just have at this point sort of washed it away because he's so distant from it that we forget. We forget what an evil bastard The Undertaker can really be. And then on top of him, like pretty much like right next to him, is Kane, who is equally evil, equally nefarious. Just the two of them standing there together is just like, you just see that for just even the tiniest second, and you're like, dude, it's on. It's so on. And I'm here for it. Like, this whole thing was just, we could gush about this for the entire show, because this was just, everything. Yes, it was too sweet, but this was everything. And this was, I think, what everybody was waiting for on this show. And what I liked about overall of this Raw is you had a really strong ending, but you also had a strong beginning.
You did. You really did. They have my money. And talk about more Thursday when we preview Super Showdown. But it's very clear, without a shadow of a doubt,
Shawn's coming back.
Shawn's wrestling again. Tag match is confirmed.
I don't want to spend the money to go to WrestleMania, but I almost kind of want to spend the money to go to WrestleMania to see Shawn Michaels come back and wrestle one more match. Or wherever he's doing this, I kind of almost want to go to that show. I want to be there at that show and see that.
Well, you can't go. It's in Saudi Arabia.
I need a male escort. Can somebody come with me? I need preferably somebody that has access to plane tickets. If you work for an airline, slide into my DMs. Thank you.
Because that's where the tag match is taking place, most likely.
Probably. So, but I mean, at the very least, we'll get to see it on the WWE Network. But yeah, I mean, it's the fact to just say you were there when Shawn Michaels came out of retirement again to wrestle one more time.
He's Shawn.
Because...
it's Shawn.
It's Shawn. But I mean, it's...
it's everything Dolph Ziggler wants to be. It's Shawn.
I think it's everything a lot of those guys and girls want to be, because he is just that good at what he does. But what's been interesting is lately haven't just been hitting Triple H versus The Undertaker the last time. It's Triple H versus The Undertaker one-on-one.
They threw that in there tonight.
They started throwing that in there tonight. So it's like, yeah, this is technically the last time one-on-one. They're going to go again later when Shawn comes to defend his husband.
It's going to be, the way it looks like it's working out, it's going to be Shawn and Hunter versus the Brothers of Destruction in Saudi Arabia, leading to The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels one-on-one. Probably Survivor Series. That's in the United States.
Hold on. I have to... hold on, guys. We're live Googling on the show. All right. No, I didn't want to hit that.
Why you do that? We'll get back to this. Bayley beat Alicia Fox. Kevin Owens and Elias had amazing heat. Once they mentioned the Supersonics, they had so much heat, you could not hear a word in the arena. So many boos. It was great. It was fantastic. They got so much heat, and it led to Bobby Lashley and Kevin Owens, which Kevin Owens beat Bobby Lashley. Let's see. The B team beat the Revival, then got destroyed by AOP. Corbin liked that.
Happy birthday, Curtis Axel, but yay, the B team made Raw.
Connor of the Ascension beat Bobby Roode. What the hell?
Why are y'all doing Bobby Roode like this? Why? I mean, I understand you're trying to push the ascension and sacrifices must be made, but why does it have to involve Bobby Roode?
Ronda Rousey beat Ruby Riott in a fun match.
Did they fix Sarah Logan's hair? I feel like they fixed Sarah Logan's hair.
And they made Liv's pink.
Which Liv's pink hair looks cute, but I was like looking at Sarah Logan's hair and I'm like, did they take the dreads out?
Maybe. They also need to darken Ruby's a little bit. It's a little too light for her face.
Well, she's got the red in there, and I think they're experimenting. But yeah, this was a good match. This was a fun match.
I'm just saying, I know the red's in there. They got to darken the red a little bit because it was too light for her face tone. But that's just me. So,
it's washed out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
She'll get it fixed for the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. So that's everything besides the big angle, other stuff we'll get to. But we're going back to this. So
there was still no Bray Wyatt.
Okay. You're live Googling. What did it give you?
Survivor Series is in LA. Do I really want to fly to LA for this? I hate LA. Really, truly, do not enjoy that place at all. Shaking my head, y'all. Shaking my head. May have to just watch this on the network. If it was closer, I would go, but that's a long flight.
That is a long flight. You don't have the time for that?
No, I really don't. I have llamas to build.
That, and it's close to, you know, the holidays. So, anyway, now let's get to the other big angle of the show. Shall we? Because that stuff was awesome at the end. Dean Ambrose was being interviewed by Charlie Caruso. He talked about there's some truth of what the three men said last week. He said they have Roman and Seth have titles and he doesn't. He said notice how he was replaced quickly. And he said, were you ever considered leaving the Shield? Sure. And then talked about all the other hypothetical things. He teased the possibility of waiting for the right time just to think about, you know, sticking that knife in the backs of Roman and Seth. And then that was not sort of what she was talking about. She showed the footage of him, you know, choosing his brothers. He said he could have gone to SmackDown and, or just, you know, get over there and be, you know, how dominant he was before. He said he tells everyone just stop analyzing him and judge him just by what he does. He said he does what he always does and he stands by his brothers and his family. Shield's not a brand, it's a brotherhood, and they will always rise together. Corbin comes out, said Ambrose wants to be judged by his actions, and he'll give him three options. Option number one. Tell me if you heard this anywhere before, by the way. He would challenge Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship, challenge Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship, or face Braun Strowman. I wonder where you heard those options of IC title and Universal title matches.
I don't know. It sounds really familiar, though. It almost sounds like this like post-show that airs on this network that's kind of wild. I mean...
I don't know. I just... Can't put my finger on it. Check out the archive. Corbin asked, would it be his career or his brothers? And he said, there's a fourth option. It's me facing you now. Corbin's like, nah, not happening. But you get to fight Strowman now. So Dean and Strowman had, you know, a typical Braun Strowman match. Braun ran into things. Roman Reigns came out for this qualification, laying out Strowman. Seth Rollins came out. They laid him out. And then Drew and Dolph and Corbin came out and said, hey, tonight, it'll be Rollins versus McIntyre and Reigns versus Ziggler in the show. So yeah, good thoughts.
Dean Ambrose is so incredibly good at what he does. He's so good at just telling a story through a promo. I wish they would let him do that more. Like, tonight is really the first time since he's been back that they've really let him cut a promo like that.
First time in years.
And I mean, it's just the way that he carries, like, the whole presentation of Dean Ambrose, from, you know, his body movement to his stance to his voice to, you know, the tone to everything, just the whole package is so fun to watch because you see him and he's so in the moment and he sells you just in the way that he's just in the moment, where he's 100% believable, and just the way that it's not just him yelling and growling and screaming. It's he goes back and forth and he changes mood. And I just really love how he does that. Like, I don't even know if I'm aptly describing it. I don't know if I can. It's just something you have to sit there and you have to watch him do it. And it's just magic when he does. And I like that they did reference back to the fact that, you know, that they were trying to get Dean to turn and he's like, well, maybe, I don't know. Because again, they finally started to tap that anger with Dean, which I feel like a lot of people have been calling out recently.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, why is Dean Ambrose so pissed off? And why is nobody addressing the fact that Dean Ambrose is walking around completely bitter, like, the whole time? Like, he's just ready to rip somebody's head off pretty much every time you see him. And they started to sort of tease that and address that a little bit tonight with Dean, mm-hmm. specifically, where he's like, you know, well, he kind of started to drop hints that he's with his brothers, but I feel like he's pissed at them, but he's not going to let personal feeling impact business.
Speaking of which, he was not happy Roman got involved in his matchup.
Well, again, why y'all got to do Dean like that? Why? Like, I'm sorry. I had this moment where it's like, Strowman's beating Dean down and the two are actually having a good match. And I get the point of it, but you have Roman run out. And I'm like, no, do not have Roman Reigns come out and save Dean Ambrose. Don't do that. And then Seth somewhere showed up somewhere, materialized, and they both saved him. But I'm like, you're making Dean Ambrose the weak link of the Shield. And I'm not okay with that. I'm sorry. I'm not. I hate to complain about it, but I'm just like, really? You're going to make Dean the weak one?
Apparently. Apparently that's the plan.
And then also Roman and Dean came for the save later in Seth's match too.
Which we'll get to in a second. Roman beat Dolph. Match was fine. And then Seth Rollins lost to Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre won with a Claymore kick after Ziggler ran out, music and all, ran into the ring. Not disqualification. And then he got caught with the Claymore kick. He ran into the ring. That should have been DQ, but okay.
Yeah, that should have been DQ.
Then Roman comes out, and Dean comes out, and Strowman comes out. They all brawl. Team Strowman lay them all out. Left them laying. So that's fine. It sets up the big six man, so you know the Shield's gonna win. But we'll talk about that Thursday. It's just, that was fine. I like Dean's promo. Beyond that, the wrestling was fine.
I mean, it was what it was. Dean's promo was definitely the highlight, but again, I'm not sure I'm okay with them making Dean the weak link and needing to be saved. At least having Roman run in both times and make the save. Like, I feel like if you're going to have somebody come out, it's you have Seth come out first, and then the two of them get in over the head, and then you have Roman come out and make the save, maybe on the second time, or Seth was in the match, but, you know, have Dean come out, and then they get in over the head, and then Roman has to come out and save him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like having Roman come out first both times, it's like, really? Really? Especially when Dean was still in the match. Like, that was the whole thing, was the match was still going on, I think, at that point. When Roman came out.
Yeah, the match was still going on. He didn't need help.
Like, he's getting beat up, but he was working through it. Like, they were actually having a fairly competitive match that was, at least in my opinion, good. It was definitely entertaining. And it's like you have Roman run out, and you're like, really? Really? Roman's going to come out and save Dean?
It seemed weird.
It was just like, no, don't. Get back in the back, dude. He's fine. He's totally fine. He's had worse than this. I promise you. Just leave him alone. Let him work out some of that anger. He needs to work some of that out. Let him take it out on Strowman's hide. It'll be fine. He's fine. But yeah, I mean, it was just okay. My only issue with this was this took up a lot of time on the show. Like, I feel like the Shield.
90 minutes they took. Between all their matches and everything, 90 minutes, basically.
Yeah, so what, half the show was the Shield?
Which is fine. They're your top six performer. Your top six performers out there. That's fine. But it felt a little overdone.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you had Dean's match and then you had Roman's match. Those were back-to-back. And then Seth, I think, was at the top of the second hour. So you had backstage promos in between.
And the opening promo.
Yeah, and the opening promo. So pretty much the first half of the show was nothing but the Shield. That's great. That's fine. But it's like, I would have liked to have seen it spaced out a little bit more. So that way, it's just not the first 90 minutes is the Shield show. And then, oh, hey, by the way, here's everything else in between the Shield and Taker and Shawn Hunter.
They threw a couple things in. They threw the Ronda match in, which was fine, at the top of the hour. Then it came the Seth match. And you also threw Bobby in there, but, like, yeah.
And I don't know how to plan a show, but to me, it was just like, it was too much. It's like, wait, this is still on?
I think the way they booked it, and this is just me thinking about it now, they put Seth and Drew on at halftime.
Yeah.
So that's sort of why it felt like 90 of the first 2 hours were all that. Anyway, that's beside the point. Basically, here's the story of Raw. Shawn Michaels is awesome.
Taker is awesome. Hunter is awesome. The Shield is awesome. This was a much better show. Like, something in me, and I'm sure this is entirely not true, but I feel like they heard the outcry from last week. I feel like they saw it in the ratings. They saw it in just the general fan reaction on social, on shows like this, in mainstream media. Like, a lot of people were not happy after last week, where it's, you know, that show, while it was fine, it was boring. It wasn't entertaining. Like, you're sitting there and you're watching it. Like, we had nothing really positive to say about it. And I hate being that wrestling fan that complains. I don't like to do that because I watch this show for enjoyment. That's why I watch it. So it's like, when I'm not enjoying it, I hate to sit there and complain about it because I hate to be that person. It's like, oh, well, I'm sitting through this because I have to do a show about it afterwards, which I don't like being that fan. I hate being that fan, but we weren't alone in that feeling.
No, we weren't. But hey, this was a good show.
This was a much better offering. This was a strong go home for Super Showdown on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. I think a lot of other people will as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it Thursday.
Yes, we will. Tell about it.
All right. So we are talking Super Showdown. We'll have news, notes, SmackDown, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com. And directly after that, more than likely, is Fortnite with friends. That's right. We'll squad up and run around the Fortnite map, either in solos, squads, 50 versus 50, or playground. We haven't decided yet, but we'll let you know. It's Fortnite with friends directly after The Rack, right here on WallTalkRadio.com and Twitch.
Check out The Rack Extra Reviews, Total Divas Season 8, Episode 1 now available. Episode 2 now available. Episode 3 will be available on Thursday morning. Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Check out the WWE 2K19 launch party right here at twitch.tv/WTLive. We're going to play through the video game. We'll do some random matches. Maybe we'll do some Shawn Michaels matches. Maybe we'll do Undertaker matches. Maybe we'll do Bray Wyatt matches. Maybe we'll do the story mode in my career. We'll do a whole bunch of things beginning 11 a.m. Eastern on Friday, and we'll have replays and play throughout the weekend. You know the deal. On that, it's twitch.tv/WTLive for WWE 2K19 and the Fortnite. Saturday night midnight-ish, it's CB Radio, live midnight-ish Eastern World, the expert NFL picks, the greater than great debate on, I think we're doing spooky Halloween evil wrestlers. That type of concept. I think that's what we're doing. On the greater than great debate. GreaterGreatDebate.com, SuperRadioLive.com, Russell Talk Radio will be live 10 p.m. Eastern. On Sunday, they'll review Super Showdown. We'll be back next Monday night for a Raw Push Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Go to twitch.tv/WTLive. Follow and subscribe to our Twitch channel.
You can follow me on Twitter and all the socials at Linsward, LANSWARD.
Thanks to Gork.net and MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay Amrock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview Super Showdown. I'm right back here for all the fallout next Monday night, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Long airways on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming on Twitch and on TuneIn Radio, and right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.